staff went, oh, I don't know what that was. Oh, back. Yes, some WD-40. No, it needs more than that. It actually needs replacing. It doesn't move up and, you know, it's one of those things that doesn't move up and down anymore. The hydraulics of it are shot. So I'm kind of sitting on the floor like, should I try to do some more 25 or 624? That's kind of where I am now. So in any case, so, you know, we could use some help. You can go to, again, my website, fightbackmedia.com and click on the place where you see the little fidget thing, the ultimate fidget widget. I just learned about those yesterday. My crack staff, who's working on our e-commerce site, trying to help us raise funds to do what we do, in any way we can, actually put that up. He found it a couple days ago and put that up and let me know about it yesterday afternoon about 4:30. And, my first lesson, my first student said, "Mr. Lawson, have you seen one of these, this fidget widget thing?" And I go, and I had no freaking idea what he was talking about, except that I just seen it on our e-commerce site. And you can get one for free. What? You can get one for free. For free. Yes, for free. So go to fightbackmedia.shop, fightbackmedia.shop, or you can go directly, you can go to the Fightback Media, fightbackmedia.com website and get there from there. Let me make sure that the part that I was supposed to do actually works. I was supposed to do part of that. Oh, and the part that I was supposed to do actually works. Praise the Lord. You can go to fightbackmedia.shop. That's fightbackmedia.shop. I know. Are you kidding me? What? I'm so old school. What? It was .com, .net, .org, .us sort of threw me for a loop, right? But no, how about fightbackmedia.shop? Imagine how smart that is. Imagine how smart that is. That is absolutely amazing how smart that is. And so we have, because we're forward-thinking people here. I don't care what the left says. We are truly forward-thinking people. That one of our websites is fightbackmedia.shop. That's www.fightbackmedia.shop. That's right. You heard that right. And you're thinking, that can't be right. What? There's no shop extension. There most certainly is. What a great idea. It's very, very cool. And if you are in the chat room, and I'm going to put, this is on our Facebook page. This is on the Fightback Media Facebook page. This is on my personal Facebook page. You can go there now and you can check it out. And I tell you, other than paying for shipping, it's free. It's free. And it's the good one. It's not the crappy one you find in the 7-Eleven. Because we wouldn't want to give away a piece of crap. Now, whether you think this thing is useful or not is almost, well, it's entirely irrelevant. Entirely irrelevant. It's what people are doing. You know what? You'll see kids with them. And my friend who works on the website with me, who's one of our affiliate partners, Gary Knight, said that Sunday he saw a 40-year-old playing with them, which I thought was really, really funny. I thought it was really, really funny that he's a 40-year-old. And once you see it, you'll know why that's funny. You'll know why that's funny. Oh, my God. Okay, this is breaking news from the medical front. My wife is at the, this is the cool thing about doing this. My wife is at the ladies doctor. How about this? Because she hasn't been to the ladies doctor in a while and she has to. Now, when we go to specialists on our plan, like when I go to the cardiologist, the copay for me at the cardiologist is $60. That's the copay. And now she's at the ladies doctor and the copay for her now is $70. She just texted me. It's $70 damn dollars. $70. I thought they told us that it was going to go down, right? They told us that the average family would receive a $2,500 savings. Well, hell, I'm the average family. Where's my $2,500 savings? So all of you pukes that are still holding on and whining and crying about Donald Trump and those people on the right who want to abolish the Affordable Care Act because it's a lie and a scam and a lie from the pit of hell. You know what? Go to hell. Oh, because that makes me angry. We are fortunate that we're able to afford that. But $70? It's going to be $70 for me to go back to the cardiologist. Anyway, we got to take a break. We'll be back. And we're going to talk about some other stuff right after these messages. Hi, this is Willie Lawson. Are you someone who wants to give more? Are you someone who wants to donate more to your favorite charity or even your favorite podcast? And you just don't have the money because you got too much credit card debt already? Well, I've got something for both of us. Debt.com. Debt.com is ready to put you into a debt consolidation program that will save you money, save your credit rating, and allow you to live your dreams in the way that you would like to live them. That's debt.com. Give them a call at 877-764-2393. That's 877-764-2393. Get out of debt today. Summer's coming soon. What are we going to do? How are you going to build memories? How are you going to keep the family and those kids entertained? Well, you are going to do something special. You're going to do something that you didn't think you were going to do. You're going to go to my website, fightbackmedia.com, and click on the Best of Orlando banner. And from there, you're going to be able to book all the best hotels and resorts in Orlando, get discounts on all the best attractions, Walt Disney World, SeaWorld, Universal Studios, and book the best shows, the Out of Control Comedy Dinner Show, and even the Blue Man Group in Orlando. You will be able to book all of those right there on the website. You will be able to take the Boggy Creek Airboat Ride, the Wild Florida Airboats, Chef Mickey's Fun Time Buffet, and a tour of the city of Orlando. It's going to be a great time to build memories. Just go to fightbackmedia.com and click the Best of Orlando banner. Do it now. Build memories that you're going to have with your family forever. Do it right now. Go to fightbackmedia.com and click on the Best of Orlando banner at the top of my website. You are not going to regret it. You're going to come back after the summer and thank me. Thank you, Willie, for giving us the time of our lives.
You've been waiting for it, and we delivered. The Exceptional Conservative Network at theexceptionalconservativeshow.com. The best in urban conservative talk from sea to shining sea. Stay tuned for the best, the brightest, the truth.
Yep, I'll be working here forever, or at least until I die. You know why? Because in order to go to a specialist, it's going to be $70, and it'll soon be $100 soon. Unless we acquiesce, unless we get with the plan, unless we take the chip, unless we take on the mark of the beast, and just acquiesce, give in, that's where we'll be. Holy crap. Anyway, want to talk to you today a little bit about the predatory nature of the left. The complete scary, dangerous, destructive use of political correctness and just the predatory nature of the left. You know what the left is getting good at? The left is actually getting good at doing something that conservatives and Republicans have been good at for a long time. Shooting their wounded and eating their young. Now, this tale of woe starts for me this morning because this has to do with an elementary school, not in my school district, but in a neighboring school district in Pinellas County. There is a principal, and this principal is a white principal in a school that's a 80-20 black mix, 80% black, 20% white in South St. Pete. Now, she sent an email out to her staff, and I'm guessing to her staff who was responsible for scheduling and the like, that what she didn't want to see. Now, she can't set this kind of policy, but she was just trying to let her APs and her scheduling people know in this school that we don't want to see any all-black classrooms. We want to see, you know what, even with a mix like 80-20, we're going to do our best not to see to be walking down the hall and look in a window and see an all-black classroom. And what she meant is that she wanted the white kids. Thank God for no camera this morning. She wants the white kids spread out. That's what she wants. So when you go walk through our halls and look into a classroom, you'll see something that's a representation of what the school population is actually like, as opposed to looking in a classroom and seeing all black kids, or looking into one classroom and seeing 15 white kids and 5 black kids. That's not what she wanted to see. What she wanted to see was a representation of what her school looks like. Now, that's, for me, a liberal, left, social engineering, care more what it looks like than what it actually is, piece of crap kind of policy. For me. And she came under fire for this email. One of her subordinates forwarded that email to the local do-gooders at the NAACP, or like Rush Limbaugh calls it, the NAALCP. That's liberal color people. You might, can I go down a rabbit trail for just a second? Can I go down a rabbit trail for just a second? Can you imagine if Sean Hannity got off a blast today on his program that some of his best friends are colored people? Holy shnikes. Can you imagine if he got off a colored people? If he said to somebody, well, you colored people. What? Can you imagine? This is why we can't have nice things. This is why nobody takes these people seriously. Are you freaking kidding me? Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Tonight on Sean Hannity, today we're going to have on some conservative colored people. Colored people? People be freaking out. I mean, that dude, Richard Maddow, on MSNBC, her head would explode. That dude's head would explode. Are they going to do something about that? Or are they trying to be inclusive? No, they're not trying to be inclusive because they didn't denounce Black Lives Matter in Philadelphia saying, you know what, we don't want anybody but black people at our meeting. Well, that's interesting because now Sean King can't go to your damn meeting. One of the guys who's in charge can't go to your meeting because he's a white dude. Are you sure you want to rethink that or you want to go with that? You sure that's your final answer? You sure? Are you sure that's your final answer? Well, your final answer is
wrong.
Holy shnikes. It's amazing where these things go for me sometimes. I'm like, you've got to be flipping kidding me. Anyway, so this principal who had this policy that I think is stupid and abhorrent and terrible and racist even, is under fire now because some of the do-gooders at the NAACP have said that this policy is racist. So why do you have to have white kids interspersed with the black children? Why wouldn't you want to see, why wouldn't you want anybody to see a class of all black children? These are the same damn people who didn't want it all, who are perfectly okay with are still perfectly okay with shipping their kids in middle school and high school across the damn county to be in the predominantly white school because they've been told that integration is a good thing for black people. It's a good thing for black students. So they've been told and bought the vicious, dangerous, and destructive lie that their black child sitting next to a white child will make their education better. Simply because they're sitting next to a white child. They bought that dangerous and destructive lie from the pit of hell from the left. And now they don't know what to do with it. Now you've bought that. But now you've got a situation where you have your neighborhood school, it's an elementary school, your neighborhood school that you dominate in because it's from your neighborhood. And frankly, the only white kids in that school are the poor are the white people who live where you live. And what you're doing is discriminating against those very people who are your neighbors. These are not white people from the suburbs that are bringing their children down to an F school in the hood. Oh, did I tell you that it's an F school? Oh, okay. It's an F school. On the Florida grading scale, it's an F school. How bad does that tell you that it is? Holy crap. It's an F school on the Florida scale. Holy Jesus. So white people aren't bringing their kids down from North Pinellas County to go to this crappy school in South St. Pete. These are your neighbors. These are the people who live in the same housing projects you do. These are the same people who live in the hood like you do. They just happen to be living there because that's all they can afford too. And for some of them, it's generational. But for most of them, it's not. Most of them, it's crappy decision-making that's made them poor. They have made the decisions, they have made choices that have kept them poor. You know? That's the deal. That's the deal. So we've got this crazy, awful, terrible thing that these... And here's... For me, here's where the left's agenda, just racist, destructive agenda, just falls out of their mouth like projectile vomit. They always ask, well, she should apologize. Well, this woman, who is a Democrat and a leftist and a liberal, did apologize. She apologized because people's feelings were hurt. She didn't apologize because she thought it was a bad idea. She should have apologized because it's a crappy idea. My way of thinking. But she apologized because people's feelings were hurt. She apologized because it was misunderstood. That's the perfect tactic of the liberal left. That's how they do things. And this is how it's going with political correctness. And the dangerous and destructive narrative of the left, that she had she was brave enough to have a meeting with some of her detractors, people from the NAACP, and one of the mothers, and I'm guessing that she's a black mother because I heard her on the radio this morning, in the news clip, said that she apologized. However, she still needs to be fired. She needs to be fired for hurting your feelings? She needs to have her life ruined? She needs to have her career ended because she hurt your feelings? This is the left that we are dealing with. These are the people that we're dealing with. You know, I want to say here publicly today on these airwaves that they can't be reasoned with, dealt with, appeased. You can't bargain with them because they're not honest brokers. The only thing that they want, pardon me, is to have their enemy destroyed. You have to understand, we have to start understanding that. And it's great when we see it, when we can see it happen to one of their own. Again, they're becoming as good at shooting their wounded and eating their young as the right is. They're becoming as good at it as Republicans and conservatives are. But we've got to watch this carefully. So when we start getting into debates about building a wall on the southwestern border of the United States, is Trump and this administration going to hold fast to that in this round of budget negotiations, or are they going to put that off? We've got to start being smart about it. The fact of the matter is that there really isn't any way that they can do this and have honest conversation about it, because the left are not going to be honest brokers about it. They may enter into these discussions, but they're only entering into these discussions to use them for their advantage. So they can go ahead and do this government shutdown that everybody's worried about. And we're going to talk a little bit about government shutdowns a little bit later. Because some of you are going, is he ever going to talk about anything economic? Well, no, because I don't have to, because my friend Melanie Collette does that very well for us here on the network. Melanie Collette is the host of Money Talk with Melanie that airs Monday, Wednesday, and Friday here on the Central Conservative Network. Everything from table top economics to all federal, all international economic issues. She's got great guests. She's got great commentary. She's got great analysis right here on the Central Conservative Network. And you can listen to her show in archives if you go to TECN and click the TECN midday tab. You can listen to all of her shows there that she's done since she's been on the network. She's wonderful, beautiful, fabulous, smart. She's got it all going on. And she's black. Hell yeah. There you go. in any case, so no, but we are going to talk about this mythical, and we'll probably do another program talking about this mythical, and it is this mythical government shutdown nonsense. So when dealing with the left, there isn't any way to have this conversation, I believe, about the border wall and funding this border wall in this round of budget negotiations. So it is my thought that they're going to back off from that, and we're getting some information here at TECN that they're backing off from that in this round. Now, what we can't do on the right, here's what you can't do. You can't lose it. You can't just throw your hands up and lose it. I think that what Mr. Trump is finding out, and what a lot of people found out from the Tea Party movement, is that this thing called Washington is a big tangled mess of Christmas lights, sheep crap. You know, just a big mangled mess of mess. And sometimes you can't just throw it all out. Sometimes you're gonna have to try to untangle some of it before and unweave some of it before you can throw it out. You know, my grandma used to say that if your hair was nappy, that it looked like sheep crap rolled up in rosin. Almost impossible to deal with, right? She didn't use, but my grandma didn't use the word crap. That was my grandma. But anyway, so this whole dealing with the left about this border wall financing, this is not the time to do it because they're not going to be honest about it. They're not going to be forthright about it. They're simply not going to be. And if you think they are, you're dumb. I'm just telling you, Ray, straight up, you're dumb. You're dumb. So this dangerous and destructive narrative of the left, we're starting to see in education, and we're starting to see them sort of starting to eat their own because they are so looking for anything called a victory. So they're going to, this principal has already asked for a transfer, and I think she's been given a transfer, and she doesn't understand because she's a leftist too. It's the best damn day of her life that she got out of that crap hole. But the quote, community, quote, end quote, is still calling for her to be fired. And she hasn't done anything. She hasn't discriminated against one child. She hasn't touched anybody. She hasn't written a check out of the school funds to pay her electric bill. She's done nothing wrong. Zero. She just had an idea that every classroom should, I mean, she had the dumbass idea that every classroom should look like a representation of the school population. Duh. Stupid. Not necessary. And she's a new principal. She really did, I don't think she really understood the dynamics of the stupid, racist, liberal left, especially in predominantly black areas. That the fact of the matter is that in predominantly black areas, for the quote leadership, for the do-gooders, people who are involved in NAACP, everything should be all black all the time, all black all the time, whether it makes any sense or not. That everything revolves around the color of their skin, unless it's crime. Unless it's unwed mothers, unless it's all the things that are destroying those very same community. You know, have you noticed that? Unless it's involved in things that are actually destroying the community, like black people selling drugs to black men and black women selling drugs, crack and the like to black youth. Did you notice that conversation? I want to get like 3 minutes to the break. Did you notice that conversation? That no one talked about, or that when, I don't know, maybe stupidly, Nancy Reagan started talking about crack is whack and just say no to drugs and the crackdown on crack, cocaine, in urban America? And what people were, what the do-gooders from the Urban League and the NAACP and these other groups were whining about is the unfair treatment of people who get caught with some crack as opposed to powder cocaine. And then it became about the crack and not that you were selling cocaine to children. You're freaking selling cocaine that is so addictive, that is not as addictive as powder cocaine to children, cut with God knows what. You are selling them freaking poison. You are poisoning your own people, that you are poisoning your own neighborhood, and the do-gooders from the NAACP and the Urban League and some and now the new Black Panther Party and some of these nouveau, you know, Africana people show up and somehow this is a racist thing. If they gave a damn about those children, they'd be finding these drug dealers and we'd be finding them in dumpsters all over our community with a bullet in their head. But we're not. What's that tell you? But we're not. Are we changing our buying habits? Are we putting economic pressure on systems and economies around the country to improve the condition of where we live? No. We are still spending, and we're still spending stupidly. We are still chasing that mythical thing that we saw, that we see in newspapers, that we hear in rap songs, that we see in movies. We're chasing some sort of pseudo celebrity-based success because we've got the chains and we've got the ring and we got $1,500 in weave that we just that we put on layaway for Christmas. Yes, you can put weave on layaway in the hood. You can put fake hair on layaway. And the idea that you have to put fake hair on layaway in the hood means that it costs too damn much. And you would, and you get $1,500 of weave in your hair and a freaking EBT card. We got to take a break. We'll be back right after these messages.
Innovation, inspiration, and imagination. Three important characteristics that are important in any business, but especially in real estate, when you're looking for your forever home. And when that home is a new home, there are very, very many things that must go right. The financing must be on point. The furnishings must be on point. The location and neighborhood must be on point. And if you need someone to get that right the first time, you have to go to my friend, Gary Knight, at New Homes of Tampa Bay. That's New Homes of Tampa Bay. You can reach him on the web at www.newhomestpa.com. If you're looking for innovation through technology, inspiration and imagination through hard work, www.newhomestpa.com. There's no reason to wait for a special occasion to send flowers. No reason to wait until you miss a birthday or an anniversary or Valentine's Day to send flowers. All you have to do is get a hold of my friend Christine at Blooming Days Flower Shop, www.bloomingdays.com. That's www.bloomingdays.com. And tell her that you want to send the very best, that you care enough to send the very best. One of FTD's top florists in all of the United States, always in the top 100 of flower shops in the United States. That's Blooming Days Flower Shop, www.bloomingdays.com. Forget calling 1-800-something, www.bloomingdays.com. It's great to have partners, but it's even better when one of your partners is one of the finest urban conservatives in America. That's my friend Kevin Batts. Kevin Batts of Red River Chronicle TV. Red River Chronicle TV is taking the internet by storm with fabulous production, amazing commentary, and incredible insight. Red River TV is the thing that we'll all be watching in 2017. They are the people, Kevin and his wife Janelle, are the voices that are going to make the difference in urban America in 2017. So get in on the ground floor. Go to www.redriverchronicle.com and subscribe to Red River TV today.
Communist bigotry in China gets a pastor arrested. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. Just like their communist-oriented comrades in places like Berkeley University in California, Chinese government officials are not very fond of Jesus Christ, free speech, or general personal liberties. In recent months, China's communist regime has been cracking down even more than usual on those believing in Christ. Just recently, Pastor Zhu Ruanzhang was arrested after leading a group of Christians in singing the Christmas classic, Yes, Jesus Loves Me. Officials stated that the song was an illegal religious activity. So often we in the United States take our religious liberty and freedoms for granted. Unfortunately, as more and more generations of American students are indoctrinated against our constitutionally limited republic form of government, we the people face a greater chance of losing our own liberties. Christians are perhaps the most persecuted group of people on earth. Even here in America, the mere mention of Jesus Christ can get you suspended from school or even ostracized at the workplace. But even in the throes of global bigotry against Jesus, the worst thing Christians can do is cower in a corner and accept being the whipping post of the world. Be not ashamed of Christ, and he shall not be ashamed of you. I'm Ron Edwards.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
Human by race, Christian by faith, American by nationality, conservative by choice. It's Reverend Ralph Chittums, the right guy, on the Exceptional Conservative Network from 4:05 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. The Right Guy on TECN.
Ooh, yeah. All right. Again, welcome back to the Will Lawson Show here on the Exceptional Conservative Network, powered by SHR Media. We appreciate you being here today to listen to what we got to say. It's on a beautiful Tuesday. The sun is shining here out back in the Space Bar Production compound here in beautiful Tampa, Florida, in Central Florida. I trust that we're talking about some things that that will affect you today. That will spark you to think about things a little differently. Because if we're not thinking about things differently, then we won't do things differently. And if we don't do things differently, we will do the things that we've always done, and we'll get the results that we've always gotten. And we are now in a time that we've got to get different results. We have got to get different results. As those of us on the right, for those of us who are especially people who are urban conservatives, we have to get different results. We have to be more productive in our results. We can't just worry about nipping at the outside, nibbling around the outside. We've got to be effective, and we've got to make sure that we are efficient. So in order to do that, we'll have to start thinking about things differently. We simply have to start thinking about things differently. And there's some things that we're going to have to, idea-wise, push to the side. And be able to push to the side in front of other people, and the whole idea of integrated schools being a overall positive may be one of those things. It is for me, which is why I mention it. I do the Porch Talk Radio show here locally on WTMP, the Boss of the Bay. And I sat next to a lady who was very proud that she was part of the struggle to get Hillsborough County schools integrated. And I thought to myself, what a nightmare. What a nightmare you've caused. A bunch of unintended consequences. Which ended up being the destruction of the neighborhood schools. And the two biggest examples were the two schools that were, quote, the black high schools in town that had this great history, not only academically, but of course sports-wise and community-wise and socially, this great history that was for years erased. Like it didn't exist, as those schools, they weren't decommissioned. They weren't decommissioned, but they were not high schools. They got turned into middle schools. They got turned into junior high schools. So all of that history of accomplishment, so many people in this area, black people in this area who went to those high schools, they ended up being attorneys and doctors and nurses and college professors and the like. Their high school was gotten rid of, and so this social center for these communities that had all these professionals attached to them was gone. In the name of integration, in the name of sending your child, someone like me, halfway across the county, to sit next to a white kid because some white liberal had told you that will be better for you, instead of making the repairs to the school that you were already at, the one that you could walk to. If a teacher called you and said that your little darling was acting like an ass, you could walk to. You could show up there in the main office. And I'll tell you that, and I'll tell you that works. I'll tell you, because the elementary school I went to was one of those neighborhood schools where if you got in trouble in the morning and you got called down to the office, there was a really good chance when you got down to the office, your mother was waiting there for you. Holy crap. That, can you imagine that she had heard and she had walked there? That it wasn't, you know what, she didn't grab an Uber or she didn't, you know what, a lot of times she didn't have a car because we had a lot of families with only one car. So she had put on her house slippers because you had interrupted her from all her housework and her cooking and cleaning and all the stuff she had to do. And she had to come down to that school to see about you because you would act like an ass. So off she was, down the street in her house shoes, in the heat, sweating, had her belt in one hand. Her iced tea in the other hand, and when she got there, she was mad as hell. She was looking for some ass to whip. That's all there was to it. That's all there was to it. Let me help you. That's what it was. And out of that very same system of neighborhood schools and parental participation, again, when I was growing up, and it's crazy now that I'm 56 and in September I'll be 57, God willing, and he is, that every doctor that I saw living in the urban area was black. Every nurse that I saw was black. Every attorney that I knew about was black. All the stores that we went to were owned and run by black people. There wasn't any government mandates. It's just, this is where we lived, and this is what we did. We were successful. They were successful in the times where it was the most difficult times in America for black people to be successful. See, and this is the part that the liberal left, this is the part of the story that they either gloss over or they fight you tooth and toenail on, because if we ever get that realization, they have lost control, and it's the control that they want. If we ever get the realization that when Jim Crow was the law of the land, black people in America had more successful businesses, they had more successful families, they had more successful churches, they had more successful schools than we do now. And it doesn't have anything to do with 1964 being this big turning point. I saw a video that purports to explain white privilege, and the white man and the white woman in the video were on the track with a black man and a black woman that sort of represented black people or minorities, and in the beginning of the video the white man and the white woman just take off, and they lap the minorities, and the minorities don't get to take off until 1964. Like somehow that black people weren't making, and this was the narrative of the left, that black people weren't making progress and doing things until the white Democrat president, the most racist sumbitch ever in the White House, Lyndon Baines Johnson, makes Donald Trump look like Malcolm X when it has to do with the treatment of black people in America. Let me say it again. Lyndon Baines Johnson makes Donald Trump look like Malcolm X look it up, you know, and you'll find that I'm right. And then you'll go, dang, how's he right about so much? Well, Rush Limbaugh ain't the only dude that's right a lot. I'm just telling you, Rush Limbaugh is not the only dude who's right a lot. I'm right a lot too. Listen, we're gonna take a little break. Here's what I need you to do. I need you to go to Facebook and I need you to go to Make the Switch. Make the Switch. I know it's hard that we get used to doing what we do, but make the switch and follow, support, share, like, love an independent media source. We'd love for you to be TECN, but there's a lot of them out there, and we'll talk about it when we get back. Thanks for coming to the Will Lawson Show here on the TECN Network.
Innovation, inspiration, and imagination. Three important characteristics that are important in any business, but especially in real estate, when you're looking for your forever home. And when that home is a new home, there are very, very many things that must go right. The financing must be on point. The furnishings must be on point. The location and neighborhood must be on point. And if you need someone to get that right the first time, you have to go to my friend, Gary Knight, at New Homes of Tampa Bay. That's New Homes of Tampa Bay. You can reach him on the web at www.newhomestpa.com. If you're looking for innovation through technology, inspiration and imagination through hard work, www.newhomestpa.com. There's no reason to wait for a special occasion to send flowers. No reason to wait until you miss a birthday or an anniversary or Valentine's Day to send flowers. All you have to do is get a hold of my friend Christine at Blooming Days Flower Shop, www.bloomingdays.com. That's www.bloomingdays.com. And tell her that you want to send the very best, that you care enough to send the very best. One of FTD's top florists in all of the United States, always in the top 100 of flower shops in the United States. That's Blooming Days Flower Shop, www.bloomingdays.com. Forget calling 1-800-something, www.bloomingdays.com. It's great to have partners, but it's even better when one of your partners is one of the finest urban conservatives in America. That's my friend Kevin Batts. Kevin Batts of Red River Chronicle TV. Red River Chronicle TV is taking the internet by storm with fabulous production, amazing commentary, and incredible insight. Red River TV is the thing that we'll all be watching in 2017. They are the people, Kevin and his wife Janelle, are the voices that are going to make the difference in urban America in 2017. So get in on the ground floor. Go to www.redriverchronicle.com and subscribe to Red River TV today.
Well, it's been great. It's been great. People all over the world. It's been great. Thank you ever so much for tuning in today to the Willie Lawson Show on the Exceptional Conservative Network. Make sure that you stay with the network. Again, we'd love that your Make the Switch choice would be the Exceptional Conservative Network, but there are others out there that need your support that may be a little ahead of us or a little behind us in their development that need your support. And what's that mean? What that mean is, first of all, listen to them, watch them on YouTube or Ustream. Listen to them here on BTR or Spreaker or wherever they happen to be broadcasting. Like their material, share their material, share our material. support it financially if indeed that's the, you believe that that's the appropriate thing to do. But make the switch. Choose one. Choose one new program and support it. Make the switch. Instead of listening to Glenn Beck at 9 o'clock in the morning, listen to me at 9:05 every day here on the Exceptional Conservative Network. Now, if you haven't had enough and you need to go back and listen to Glenn at 10 o'clock when we're done here, I suggest only doing that on Tuesdays and Thursdays for now. But make the switch. This is the only way that they will get the message that you're displeased. Until we see you again, go out there and learn something, love somebody, and for goodness sakes, y'all take care of yourself. We will see you when we see you.